Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast Show. On today's show, I want to talk a little bit about putting yourself out there. I was on Twitter earlier today and I saw a really great quote, or I don't know if it was a quote, but more of like a statement from Brian Fanzo. And this just really made me relate big time. And he said, everyone has a story to tell. You won't know what works till you put yourself out there. So I think this actually pertains to a couple of things. And this also ties back into my last episode where we talked about the power of social media. So inside of social media, you know, I'm always talking about themes and things that matter to really convey what you're trying to broadcast. And so I think a lot of apprehension with using social media, I think there's like a little bit of an anxiety that people go through with, you know, what type of content they should be putting out. So I thought when I read that quote earlier, everyone has a story to tell. You won't know it works till you put yourself out there, which is so true. You have to continuously experiment when you're using social media. And I think so many people fear, you know, either what they sound like, what they look like. And I will say that, you know, in doing a podcast, I think it's a little bit easier than me turning the camera on myself and doing a video, doing a live video. I mean, that definitely takes a little bit more confidence, maybe. I don't know if it's confidence, but it definitely requires more of you. And I think with all things, it's a commitment. And so I think part of a lot of the success that different people on social media have has to do with them just putting themselves out there. And so, like, let's look at our number one person in the social media world. I mean, he's a business expert. He's a guru, a digital media guru. They call him, you know, he has a million different titles. But if you look him up, Gary Vaynerchuk, he's constantly talking about putting yourself out there and producing tons of content. And it doesn't matter what type of business you have. I mean, you should be producing content morning, noon, and night. If you own a business, if you're launching a product, if you're promoting a project, if you're promoting a book, you're promoting an event, you're promoting your services, you're promoting yourself, you're trying to create more brand awareness for your brand. It doesn't matter what your business is. I mean, you know, you could be a Fortune 500 company or you could be a small brand, small business, you know, and it really has to do with putting yourself out there and telling a good story. So, and this ties into video, you know, like I always talk about video marketing and how you should be using video and how you should be telling more of a story. And this falls a little bit into, you know, a while back, I think I talked about how agencies, like major agencies, have shifted from producing, let's say, video to producing short films. And so producing short films, I mean, I guess you can call them maybe mini commercials. And so, like, if you look at a brand like Wild Turkey, like last year they had Matthew McConaughey was their, like, I forget what his title was, but it was like chief creative officer or something like that. And basically, you know, he did all of their commercials. And I mean, it was just pretty stellar because what he did was, you know, they were calling it short films, but he was producing commercials with them. And if you ever watch Matthew McConaughey, he has a way of really just, I mean, he's so genuine, you know, he's like very authentic and real. But they followed him into, you know, different aspects of people historically who are part of, like, part of the distilleries. And I think it was Johnny Walker. I'm hoping it was Johnny Walker. But definitely one of these big whiskey companies. And he basically, like, you know, just, they just turned the cameras on. You know, there was nothing really scripted about it. I'm sure there was like an outline to it. But they just flipped the cameras and, you know, he basically just like went very grainy in it and was talking to people. And, you know, it's almost like the concept of vlogging, V-L-O-G. It's like blogging, but using video. And really taking people inside a day in your life. And I think all of this stuff is very connected. Because, you know, if you look at influencers, that's what they do. They bring you into their lives every day and they tell stories. So I think it really depends on your comfort level. And so we're talking about how telling a story for your brand can really be the best experimental thing you do. And so you have the power to broadcast off of even your phone. You know, like your phone has become your microphone, your phone has become your video camera, your phone has become your content creator. It's an extension of a million things. So I think the fact that I saw that tweet today just kind of like put me into this like tailspin of thinking inside of, you know, what is it that we're trying to talk about on social media? And everyone's always asking, you know, whether it's like an executive or it's someone who's just starting out on social media, different types of clients are asking, you know, like, what will it take? What do we need to do? What type of content do we need to create? And so sometimes I think you have to go back to basics, you know, and think about, who are you? I always ask this question, who are you? Because in the end, who you are is really like the truth. And, you know, no one can ever argue the truth. So you should always tell the story of who you are. And you'd be surprised. I mean, it might be fascinating to someone. It might help someone connect. It might help someone connect with your brand. It might help someone connect with your business. Essentially, you know, if you're in the business to make money and you put out some type of like podcast, you put out some type of blog, maybe you just did a live video. I think that helps people connect. And I think that's the truth in that statement. You know, everyone has a story to tell. So what's your story? Who are you? What do you want to talk to people about? How do you want to connect with people? I think a lot of it, like I said, has to do with your comfort level, but, not all things need to be scripted. And, with anything in life, everything takes time. You know, there's a time commitment to telling the story. So it's not like, you know, you say to yourself, I'm going to put up a blog tonight. We're going to put up a podcast tonight. Just, I'm going to give you a little insight into who I am. And then you like abandon ship for like 2-3 weeks. And then you get to it again because you're like, oh, I was so busy. But like, that can't be the game inside of digital media, social media. That's traditional marketing as well. So I think you have to be consistent, you know, and I think the only scripted part about doing all of this is actually the commitment, you know. So if you're going to do or talk about who you are and start telling that story, then you actually have to commit. You have to commit to like maybe once a week, once a month, but you have to start that in order to get people to understand that you are there, you are present, and you're looking to really connect. And so you start to build almost like a trust with people when you show up more. You know, like what's that saying? You know, 80% of success, I forget, like I always see it. It's like one of these like recycled quotes from like Steve Jobs or Bill Gates, but it's like 80% or 90% of your success is showing up. And I truly believe that. You know, I think it's physical, you know, like I think that if you show up and you're consistent all the time, you succeed. And that might be even for online, you know, personally speaking, and I know for a fact, because I produce this every day for, you know, either a massive company or for other people, but you have to be consistent. You have to show up. And those things in the end build trust. And people want to trust their businesses, or they want to trust people they're doing business with. So again, like to really round this out, I started out this podcast talking about a quote, a tweet that I saw tonight, today, which was, everyone has a story to tell. You won't know what works till you put yourself out there. So I would start to think about your story. Who are you? What do you want to convey? Who do you want to connect with? What are your goals in telling your story? And I think showing up as yourself, showing up as your authentic self, is definitely the success factor. And also, everything takes time. You can't show up once and then like hope for the best and not show up again. Consistency builds trust. Trust builds loyalty. Loyalty builds business. So if you need a recap on that, you're going to have to play this back, because sometimes I just like say really good things and then like I can't remember what I said 2 seconds ago. So that was the recap inside of building your brand story online. Remember, video is your number one most converted. You know, when we talk about converted, we talk about conversions. It's one of the places that people are spending the most time, and that's in video. And the consumption of video is like unbelievable nowadays, and how, you know, you have your phone, you're looking at video probably more than anything else, I would imagine, on your phone. So just a quick statistic, just to keep you like in check on why it's important. But like, here's one thing. 5 billion videos are watched on YouTube every single day. So let me ask you, is your business on YouTube? Are you uploading any videos on YouTube? I think that's a pretty impressive statistic. 100 million hours of videos per day are watched on Facebook. Do you have a business Facebook page? Are you uploading any videos on Facebook? Are you actually filming anything, maybe even off your phone? I mean, you know, there's always a debate whether using your iPhone video is like great for something of a higher quality. Not always, but it definitely can help you to get quick messages out if you're doing like a quick promo, if you're telling people to run and, you know, it's a quick call to action or something like that. Your phone does work for those things. A quick Instagram video. But if you're looking to do like something really beautiful, you're looking to create some type of, you know, really lasting video that is just, you know, part of a bigger strategy, then you should invest in video. 85% of videos on Facebook are watched without sound. So, I mean, I don't know if you're ever on Facebook, but like, you know, just continuously watching the watch tab. But a lot of these videos have captions because most people are probably like in an office, sitting in bed, traveling, doing something where they're watching their phone and the audio is not exactly always on. And so people are reading. So it's something to think about when you're producing these videos. 82% of users watch video content on Twitter. There you go. I mean, I was just on Twitter 2 seconds ago and I was like sitting here like just going through. I was watching a lot of Sundance video. Believe it or not, Sundance Film Festival is now happening. And they are using that as a tool. They're simultaneously broadcasting that onto different platforms. But I was pleasantly surprised to see that it's like one of the top featured elements for video. So 86% of online video marketers use video content. 81% of people feature their video on their brand's website. 7 out of 10 marketing professionals are optimizing video for SEO. So if you have a marketing team, or if you have anyone on your team, like maybe it's even just you, you know, like statistically, marketers are using video for everything. So I would say based on just this, you should be working towards really, really using that. So if we look at, and I'll wrap it up just talking about conversion rates. So video in your emails too. So like if you have videos, or I should say, if you have email and you are sending out email blasts and things like that, you should be including video inside your email. And the reason is video and email leads to 200 to 300% increase in click-through rates. So maybe like you're fundraising, you send it out to your whole list and it's a beautiful video. You tell the story. And now this goes back to the story. You tell the story about who you are, what it is that you're trying to convey. And you're saying, hey, everybody, here's this like amazing story about me. Here's this amazing story about what I'm doing. Why don't you donate, or why don't you go buy this thing? And then you pull your call to action. And so this is where those conversions happen. Let's see, including a video on your homepage can increase conversion rates by 20% or more. I mean, I don't know. I think that's pretty impressive. You know, there is so much you can do with video. So anyway, there are tons of statistics for video. I could go through them all, but it's like astronomical. I think it was important to talk about telling your story, using video to tell your story. Maybe just put yourself out there. Maybe you are the story. So think about yourself inside the brand. Don't be so afraid. Everybody's got anxiety about, oh my God, I don't know if I look good on camera. I don't know if I sound good. I mean, listen, I do this podcast in one take. I minimally edit on this. And I think that that's the authentic way to go on it. I mean, we could ultra produce this and cut it and do all that fun stuff. But you know, I don't always feel like that's authentic. And so the moment I start to bring other people onto the podcast and, you know, I have to maybe edit something, I will, but I don't always do that. And so I think it's important just to put myself out there. I think it's important to produce this. I am very committed to it. I do this once a week, and it takes time. It takes time. I'm going to bang this out in about 10 minutes. I'm doing that. I'm going to post it in like a few minutes after I conclude what we're talking about. But it's so important to execute. If you're not executing, you're not making anything happen. So there's multiple lessons in this podcast tonight, but remember, it's about telling your story. Who are you? Who do you want to connect with? Don't be so afraid to connect. Get out there. Everything takes time. And you know, it's important to be yourself, be your authentic self. I mean, authenticity is what sells in this world. It's about that trust. It's about the loyalty, and those things translate. So think about it. And, if you have any questions, thoughts, you want to, put yourself in the, arena to be considered to be on the podcast. We're going to work that out. I'll come to you. You come to me. Email me, margaret@margaretfontana.com. Again, if you have any thoughts, questions, comment. I'm going to be putting this out on every platform. I invite everyone to always send me some feedback. Thank you. Have a great day.